In central Donetsk, a core of pro-Russian activists can be found under the giant statue of Lenin, collecting signatures and money for their campaign. Many here are pensioners filled with nostalgia for Ukraine's Soviet past and worried about what a future under the country's new Europe-facing Prime Minister, Arseniy Yatsenyuk, might mean.
Everything is unknown. We don't know what will happen to us. He doesn't tell us anything.
And it's not hard to see where this nostalgia for Soviet rule might come from. The boulevards of this divided city are filled with beautiful Soviet libraries, theaters, and opera houses, as well as monuments to the dead of World War II, an event that still profoundly shapes the worldview of many people here. But among the younger generation, those legacies have faded. Lenin's statue now faces a McDonald's fast food restaurant packed with young students, many of whom question Russia's stated motive of protecting ethnic Russians in Ukraine.
We want Ukraine to be able to choose its course on its own, and that is the main point now. I think many people, regardless of their views on the European Union, on the NATO, have this feeling that we do not need this protection because we are protected against nobody, in fact.
At the fortified local government headquarters, the pro-Russian group Eastern Front arrived to try to lobby administrators toward a referendum. Some couldn't mask their grievances against the West.
I remember how Voice of America and Radio Liberty destroyed my motherland, the Soviet Union. The successors of these stations are still here in Ukraine, preaching about freedom of speech and human rights. I don't want to speak to
them. With renewed pro-Russian protests planned for this weekend, the new government in Kiev must do all it can to convince Russian Ukrainians here that it will look out for their interests. Otherwise, it risks losing this region entirely. Patrick Wells, VOA News, Donetsk, Ukraine.